This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hospitals in Gaza face collapse Monday as water, power, and medicine remained depleted, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians search for dwindling food supplies, while Israel maintained punishing airstrikes in retaliation for last week's deadly rampage by Hamas. UN officials say thousands of Palestinian lives were at risk, and mediators struggled for a ceasefire to let in aid and awaiting the Egyptian border. But after more than 7 hours of talks with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israel officials, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a tentative agreement.
The United States and Israel have agreed to develop a plan that will enable humanitarian aid from donor nations and multilateral organizations to reach civilians in Gaza, and them alone, including the possibility of creating areas to help keep civilians out of harm's way. It is critical that aid begin flowing into Gaza as soon as possible.
Blinken also said that President Joe Biden will also be pushing for more resolve.
We welcome the government of Israel's commitment to work on this plan. The president very much looks forward to discussing it further when he's here on Wednesday.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. The two countries have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic countries and nations that is now complicated by the Israel war. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has a narrow gag order imposed on him by a federal judge overseeing his 2020 election subversion case. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
Judge Tanya Chutkin says there are no restrictions on statements criticizing the Justice Department generally or about Trump's belief that the case is politically motivated, but she says he cannot mount a smear campaign against prosecutors and court personnel. That's after special counsel Jack Smith's team accused Trump of using online attacks to try to taint the jury pool. Trump's lawyers fiercely fought against a gag order, saying it would censor a political candidate during a campaign. The judge says Trump does not have a right to say and do exactly as he pleases. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is a settlement in a long-standing lawsuit over the Trump administration's separation of parents and their children at the southern U.S. border. More from VOA Steve Miller.
U.S. officials say the arrangement between the Biden administration and the American Civil Liberties Union bars the government from similar separations for 8 years, but also provide benefits like the ability for parents to come to the U.S. and work. The ACLU represented families separated from their children. The Trump administration separated thousands of children from their parents or guardians they were traveling with as it moved to criminally prosecute people for illegally crossing the southwestern U.S. border. The settlement still has to be approved by a judge. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Colombia's government and the rebel group known as FARC-EMC have signed a 3-month ceasefire and formally began peace talks. President Gustavo Petro is also aiming to pacify rural areas of the country before regional elections later this month. During an event in a small border town on Monday, both sides agreed to ceasefire attacks on civilians and set up a group that will monitor the ceasefire. FARC-EMC is Colombia's third largest armed group, with around 3,500 members. Its leaders refused to join a 2016 peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, in which more than 12,000 rebels laid down their guns. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.